Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday and happy end of 2012. If any of you were kind of expecting us not to be here, sorry to disappoint you. And for those of you who figured that, yeah, pretty much you expected to be hanging around, welcome to the end of the year. This is Dr. Eileen, and this is Healing House Radio. For those of you who are in the L.A. area and would like to call in, the number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else who is anywhere else, including the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, right here, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. And you can also log into the chat room where the ever-present and ever-effervescent producer Kina is hanging out. So you can go into the chat room and talk amongst yourselves, and I will be logging in at the end of the show. So we have reached the final show and the final week of 2012. It has been an amazing ride, and for some, it has been more amazing than others, and for some, it's been really hard, and for some, it's been awesome, and all of those moments, all of those separate events, like photos in a photo album, all made up what we are now. The person that you were at this time last year is not the person you are now. None of us are. All of the ups and downs and hills and valleys and great stuff and lousy stuff, that helped us become who we are. And by this time next year, we won't be the same person at that point, because we'll have had another year of growth and experience and lessons and opportunities and understanding that each and every one of them are gifts and very special ones. So, as we prepare to bid adieu to the year 2012 and all of the stuff that went along with it, it's always good to take a look at the things that happened, especially those tough things, and look for the gifts, look for the lessons, look for what were the opportunities for growth. It doesn't mean that a hard, terrible thing was not a hard, terrible thing. And right towards the end of the year, some really hard, terrible things happened. And the fact that those things touch us so deeply in such a fundamental way, even if it didn't happen to us, by being witness to it, it still hits. And in a lot of cases, it still hurts. And that does not mean that there is not opportunity for growth in even the hardest things that happened. So the idea of moving forward, of letting go of what does not serve you, and allowing yourself to take full advantage of what you had an opportunity to learn, and take that into 2013 with you. And the ability to separate those two, to separate the emotion from the event, to separate the trauma from the opportunity. What do we learn in those really tough times? One, we learn how strong we can be. And sometimes we learn that we're a lot stronger than we ever thought we could possibly be. Maybe the lesson is that it's okay to be vulnerable. And that even when you risk that, and even when it comes back and bites you in the backside, that there was still something worthwhile in it. Maybe we learned that we need to nurture ourselves. Maybe all those times that, you know, you had to be there for everybody and anybody, and you were constantly burning the candle at three different ends. Maybe the lesson in that is, wow, I really need to take some time for myself. I was thinking the other day, and I was trying to figure out if I could decide how much of my energy went to other people and how much of my energy went to myself. Now, a part of my work is taking care of people. So that automatically, you know, has a nice big chunk. And I suppose that could be also viewed as taking care of myself because it is my job. It is my income. I receive abundance from that work. And I think about how often I do work and just do it because it's the right thing to do. And it's not about being, you know, getting paid. And I think about all the times I counsel and all the times that, you know, I do work and I go to different places. And even when it seems I'm going on a vacation, I end up working with people, which I love doing that. I love, love, love what I do. I don't worry about, you know, what I'm going to do when I retire, because pretty much I could see doing this my entire life. And I'm so tremendously blessed to have a career that brings me such joy. And light and shadow in all things. Do I really feel like I'm balanced? And quite honestly, I have to say no. I would probably say that I put out 80 to 85% of my energy directed towards other people, taking care of other folks, and 10 to 15% of my energy is about taking care of myself and just doing things because I enjoy it. And that is something, that is the only New Year's resolution I'm going to make. And I encourage each and every person to make a resolution, but I want you to make a resolution that really is about you. It's about enjoying you. It's about being happy with you. Yes, we all make the resolutions about, you know, well, I'm going to lose weight or I'm going to start working out. And if that is something that brings you joy, if that's something that is just really fun for you, then do that and get behind it. When you say, oh, well, yeah, I'm going to lose weight, but the only reason that you're doing it is because of what somebody else thinks or somebody else wants, then that's not doing it because you really want to take care of yourself. Because even in that, you're taking care of somebody else because they want you to do that. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, you know, when your family gets together and tells you, all right, you know, we really love you and we would like this particular thing to change because we want you around. We want you with us. That's reasonable. And when people are, you know, sharing that with you, that, you know, they love you so much, it's just really important to respect that and to honor that. Because sometimes we don't quite see what we're doing and how it affects others. Now, taking care of others, you know, the question came up and comes up from Kina, unless taking care of others is something you want to do. I totally agree and disagree. Because if you really enjoy taking care of others, as I do, as I know many people do, we just, you know, it's fun. And when you're taking care of others, when you're tired, when you're taking care of others, when you need to focus on your work and on yourself. Is it possible that we can spend so much time taking care of others that we actually forget how to nurture ourselves? The energy cannot just flow one way. There's got to be something coming in. And even if it's coming in from us, even if it's coming in from, you know what, I'm going to go and I'm going to sit down. And I'm going to read a book that I've wanted to read, and I'm not going to let anyone else interrupt me. I am going to dedicate an entire day of meeting my needs. I am going to make it about me. And those others are going to be out there, and I love them and care for them. And I'm going to take time for myself, because always, always putting yourself first doesn't work. Neither does it work to never put yourself first. And yes, we get gratification. We love doing it. And it's important that sometimes we need a day off for ourselves. This coming weekend, I am doing what I traditionally do, which is the last weekend of the year, I go to Santa Cruz, California, and I stay in a hotel, and I spend a couple of days just doing my own work. And what I mean by my own work is going into meditations and looking at, okay, how am I taking care of myself? What are those things that went on this year that I felt great about? What were the things that I felt bad about? And those things that I felt bad about, those things that I'm carrying guilt about, I look for the lesson that was intended. I look for the gift in it, and then I let it go. And then it's like, you know what? I will not carry that into 2013. I will not carry the baggage that goes along with that. I will not carry the story. And when you think about those things that, you know, those moments where maybe you weren't at your best, maybe you said something hurtful, maybe you did something hurtful, maybe you didn't stand up for something that you really felt you should have, maybe you didn't fulfill a commitment that you had promised that you would do. All of those things that add up to the story of who you were for that year. Now you can choose to carry that into 2013. I applaud your right to do that. And maybe there's another way that you could deal with that. Maybe there's another way of being about that that not only is a lot less stressful, but actually moves you forward. We always talk about the idea of forgiveness. It doesn't mean that what was done was okay. And it doesn't mean it will ever be okay. But it does mean that there's an acceptance that it happened, that at that moment it was the best choice that you could make, and that you learned from it. And you bless that event for what it was, which was a learning opportunity. We all mess up. Sometimes we mess up really, really bad. And sometimes what we consider a huge mess up, apparently nobody else is that concerned about. It's all with the story that we attach to it. And as I said before, if you're going to tell yourself a story, tell yourself a good one. Tell yourself the story that goes, yes, I messed up, this is what I learned, and I can let that go. Because holding on to it does not serve me. Holding on to it not only does not serve me, but it doesn't serve anybody else. And if there was a particular person who I hurt by that, my holding on to that loop of blame does not help. Doing something to correct it helps. And maybe someone is so mad that they're never going to forgive you again. Okay. You live with it. You put out the best thoughts you can. You do not demand their forgiveness, but you accept that you can forgive yourself. And yes, some may view that as very selfish. Well, they did a terrible thing. They should feel bad. Well, yeah. You know, that's a normal thing. You go there, but you don't pitch a tent. Just staying in that, I'm a horrible person, I'm a horrible person, I'm a horrible person, means nothing. And what happened means nothing unless you can turn it into a positive, which is turning it into a lesson that not only do you take to heart, but that you can share, you can tell somebody else, wow, you know, I know what happens when you go down that road. I know how that ends. And you can learn from my mistake so you don't have to bear that pain. Or if somebody totally messes up and they think they haven't got a friend in the world and don't think they deserve one, you can sit down with them and say, you know what? I had a moment that I messed up really bad, and I understand. And let's get through this together. Because you're not a bad person. You just made a choice. And I think that the opportunity that we can give ourselves, the best gift that we can give to ourselves, which really is the best gift that we can give to others, is first learning how to accept that sometimes we mess up. The mess up is not who we are. The mess up is an event. Take the story away from it and look at what it is that is meant for you to learn about. It's very easy to say, you know, well, that's it. You know, I'm going to change. And in some ways, it can be that easy. And it can be complex, and it can be hard. And that's when you reach out for help. When you make a shift to be able to create your own world and recreate your own world, it allows you the power to reach out to others. And when you share your recreation, it's like, you know what? You're my friend, my family. I am going to initiate this change, and I want you to witness that. That means you're serious. That means that you can reach out. And if they can help you, even better. And I hope I pronounced your name right. Zurianne, we've got a caller in. Hello, Zurianne. This is
Hello,
Dr.
How are you?
Did I say your name correctly?
It's actually Zurianne.
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 And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the DMV. The Washington, D.C. metro area.
Oh, my gosh. I've got a nephew over in that area, and I'm sure he's been at the DMV a lot. So,
well, it's all three of them. that's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Yes.
My comment was is that everything to me sounds like it's really on point. You know, I think a lot of people beat themselves up trying to please the world and not realizing that in trying to please the world, they please no one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that, you know, again, you have to let it go. You can't live for anybody but yourself. And you're supposed to try to do that to the best of your ability. And then from there, you start to reap the benefits, you know, giver's gain, so to speak. Unfortunately,
yeah.
We have too many people that like to take a whole lot more than they give.
Well, and really, you know, the essence is, you know, what you said is, you know, what you give is what you get. And by starting off being able to be compassionate with yourself, if we can't be compassionate with ourselves, who can we really be compassionate with?
No one.
And
of you.
You know, when we think about, you know, people say, it's like, well, that's selfish. No, it isn't. Actually, it's the ultimate giving.
Yes, ma'am, I agree. It's kind of like, you know, that old saying you keep hearing about, when you're on a plane, they say that you need to put the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. You know, it's the same principle. It's just that people don't get it. Also, a lot of us, and again, this is just my opinion, but a lot of us actually, we put the cart before the horse, so to speak. You know, it's kind of like if I told somebody, listen, I'll give you $100 if you walk across this wood plank. Everybody would be like, no problem, I'll walk across the plank. But if I said, okay, same wood plank, I'm going to put it, you know, 20 stories up, go ahead and walk across it. Now we have hesitance. However, if I take that same plank, same situation, still 20 stories up, and I tell them the person you care about the most is on the other end of that plank, now I don't have to pay them anything. So it's perception, and a lot of us have, again, in my opinion, a lot of us have the wrong perception. We've put things that are least important in things that are more important, and understanding that if we can't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of anybody.
Absolutely. And it is so, you know, it is so cool with that analogy of walking across the plank, because it is all about perspective. Is the plank any more intimidating when it's flat on the ground as opposed to 20 stories up, which of course, yes, it is. But it's only intimidating because of the story that's attached to it. If you ask somebody to, you know, walk across that plank on the ground with their eyes closed, you know, because there's the story that's attached, well, nothing bad can happen. So the idea of taking that to the next level, and when you say, you know, it's like, look, your loved one is on the other side of that. Hey, you wouldn't, if my sons were over there, you wouldn't have to pay me a dime. Yeah, it's what can we do for ourselves, which we normally do for others? Have compassion, to be there for them. Let's say on the other end of that plank was a mirror. You know, could you walk across that plank to reconnect with yourself? It's not selfish. It's about, just like what you said, it's about learning to put on the gas, the air mask first. Then we help others.
Yes, ma'am. Most of us are in what I would call, we've acquired a habit of learned incompetence. You know, we everybody says we're incompetent, so we go with that. And then we get upset when somebody that we don't think should say we're incompetent, incompetent, yet everything that we show, everything that we do, everything that we demonstrate actually talks the opposite of competency into incompetency. So it's really, I find the dynamics of people as a whole to be quite amazing. You know, it's like the same thing. You know, how hard will you work for somebody else, yet how you won't work anywhere near as hard for yourself. It's just insane.
It is, and I think that you are definitely going to be having an awesome 2013 because you have an amazing foundation for, you know, really having a great grasp on, you know, being able to move forward. And, you know, just I think that it's going to be a great year for you because
well,
it sounds like
much.
You're going in with a smile and... You know, I mean, I've never met you, but I really think that you're somebody who goes out there, you do your best to, you know, make a few people smile on the way, and it sounds like you're very balanced.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for your show. Very good. You know, it's good to hear that the consistency of inconsistencies isn't always consistent.
Oh, I like that. All righty. Thank you so much for calling.
Take care. Be well.
Well, it is awesome, you know, when folks call in and, you know, are able to share stuff, which is part of the new way that Healing House Radio is going to be. I've decided that, you know, it's so much fun to share things and to hear from people. So we are going to add a call-in aspect to Healing House Radio. I will be encouraging folks, and folks will be welcome to call in with topics that they would like to discuss. Maybe it's something personal, maybe it's something that is, you know, sort of a question Because remember, everything about each one of us is also about all of us. So calling in with questions and issues and topics that could really connect with people. You know, if you're going through it, others are going through it too. And so what we're going to do is, as of the new year, we are going to open up our phone lines and have people call in, and we'll be able to work through maybe some questions that you have. Now, you can also email, and we are going to be setting up an email address that, let's see, kind of shoot me out a message to tell me what the email address is. So that's a great part. I can ask her to do stuff, and she does stuff. Kind of so amazing. So we're going to be setting that up. So for people who watch it in archives and aren't able to come on live, put in your question, put in your comment, and we will address it on the next show, or we'll try to, you know, depending on how many. We'll pick a couple, we'll do those, but we'll work our way through so we can be able to address with everyone. So that email address is healinghouseradio, all one word, at the-healing-house.com. That's healinghouseradio, all one word, at the-healing-house.com. So shoot us out an email, and we will bring your topic and you on the air. And we'll be able to, you know, get input from other folks who are going through what you're going through and work towards all of us finding more balance, finding those solutions, and doing it from that place of community. We are a community. And it is such an honor that, you know, when I look and over 4,000 people a month and growing are tuning in and going into the archives. And there is an awesome amount of wisdom and insight that each and every one of you have. And I want to be able to get you guys to be able to share that. So Healing House Radio is becoming your station. Like I said, if you cannot call in, then shoot us out an email. Tell us what topic you would like. Tell us if you have, if there's something in particular going on in your life that, you know, you would like a little bit of extra help and insight on, and that you'd be willing to share so others can grow from it too. Either, you know, do that and or log into the chat room. We'll be, you know, pulling up, we'll be having the chat room going all through the show. So if during the show you have chat that, you know, or you want to put in a question or a comment, please feel free. If you would like more information about myself, my practice, and all the stuff I do, you can find that out at my website, www.the-healing-house.com. So 2013 is going to be a big year for all of us. And letting go of as much as we can of 2012 that we need to let go of, which is the story. It's the stuff that doesn't serve us. It's the stuff that doesn't let us move forward, take the lesson and move on. Each and every one of us make the best decision that we can in any given moment with what we have to work with. And that's okay, because that's all we need to expect of ourselves. Don't beat yourself up. You did the best you could, and now you can do better because you've learned. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for listening. And I wish each and every one of you an awesome, blessed, amazing new year. And I wish that you wish that for yourself. The one resolution you should make is you're going to be kinder to yourself. Take care. Bye-bye.